On with the news now. A little boy's white glow in his eye turns out to be cancer. A community clean-up restores an ecologically significant river. And the warning don't touch comes as hedgehogs emerge from their winter slumbers.
A mum said her worst fear came true after the unusual white glow she saw in her son's eye turned out to be cancer. Laura Breeze from Norwich thought it was the kitchen lights when she first noticed the glow in the eye of her 3-year-old son, Brodie. I thought perhaps I hadn't seen it properly, or that it may just have been the kitchen lights catching his eye a certain way, she said. Mrs. Breeze and her husband, Ryan, decided to get it checked out by a GP. An optician referred Brodie to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. The family was given a week-long wait for an appointment, so Mrs. Breeze consulted a private paediatric ophthalmologist who was 99% sure Brodie could have a rare eye cancer called retinoblastoma. He was urgently referred to Birmingham Women's and Children's Hospital, where tests confirmed a grade D tumour in his right eye. Brodie has since undergone 2 rounds of intra-arterial chemotherapy since the glow was first noticed in November 24 and is now receiving laser therapy. I cried a lot initially. My worst fear as a mother had come true, Mrs. Breeze said. The unknown around treatment was a lot to handle. The Childhood Eye Cancer Trust, CHECT, says typical signs of retinoblastoma include a white glow in the eye, which may only appear in certain lighting or in a photo where a flash has been used, a squint, a change in the appearance of the eye, or a swollen eye. Richard Ashton, chief executive of CHECT, said Brodie's story shows the importance of retinoblastoma awareness amongst health professionals. We are grateful that Brodie's diagnosis was confirmed and that he was able to receive treatment.
A humble garden shed played a surprising role at this year's Norwich Science Festival. An Oxborough garden shed designed by Crane Garden Buildings became a stage for a live portrayal of Albert Einstein at the Forum during the February event. An actor brought history to life inside the shed, reimagining the physicist's brief and little-known stay in a hut in Norfolk. The installation was curated by Norwich bookseller The Book Hive. Emily Holmes, head of marketing at Crane Garden Buildings, said, "This was such a fun and imaginative way to bring one of our buildings to life. The fact that Einstein once stayed in a hut in Norfolk is a brilliant local story in itself, and seeing that connection recreated inside one of our garden rooms at the Forum was fantastic." Live performances took place from February the 19th to the 21st, offering visitors a glimpse into a unique moment of scientific history. Henry Late from the Book Hive said, "Einstein's brief stay in a Norfolk hut is one of those wonderful historical details that feels almost too good to be true."
A community clean-up has helped spruce up the River Wensum in Norwich. More than 30 volunteers joined the litter pick organised by Wensum Riverkin from Helsdon Mill to Dereham Road. Dr. Sarah Eglinton from the group said, "It's incredible what we can achieve when we come together. Seeing so many people giving up their Saturday to care for the River Wensum was really inspiring. And the amount of rubbish we found shows why these events matter. But the teamwork and community spirit are what makes it so special." Volunteers collected large amounts of waste, including drink cans, plastic bottles, bike tyres, traffic cones, tents and a fridge. The Wensum Riverkin described the River Wensum as a rare chalk stream, vital for wildlife and valued by the community. The group said removing litter protects wildlife, improves water quality and preserves the river for future generations.
More than 100 native trees have been planted to support wildlife on university grounds. The trees, including hawthorn, rowan, wild pear and spindle, were planted at the University of East Anglia, the UEA, in Norwich as part of the Biodiversity Heroes volunteer project, which aims to boost campus biodiversity. Nadia El-Fakiri, Community and Biodiversity Coordinator at UEA, said, "While scrub may look like a tangle of low shrubs and young trees, it plays an important role in supporting biodiversity. Unlike mature woodland, scrub consists of low-growing bushes and scattered young trees, usually below 5 metres tall. Despite its modest appearance, it provides essential shelter, nesting sites and feeding opportunities for a wide range of birds, insects and plants. The trees will form part of a new shrub habitat in the Broadhay Meadows between the lake and campus buildings. The project was carried out in partnership with the Yare Valley Meadow Makers and UEA's Conservation and Wildlife Society. It was supported by a donation of trees from Norwich City Council and the Woodland Trust."
Hedgehogs will soon be waking from their winter slumbers as warmer weather finally arrives across the region. But experts say give them a wide berth as they begin foraging in our gardens for food. The prickly creatures usually come out of hibernation in mid-March and April, and while many gardeners and their children are fascinated by these spiky mammals, they shouldn't attempt to pick them up, says Helen Bachkowska, Conservation Research and Evidence Manager at Norfolk Wildlife Trust. "It's pretty warm at the minute, and they might come out, toddle around for a few days, and then, if there's a really cold snap, go back to sleep for a few days. Not into a deep hibernation, but this time of year can be variable," she said. "They are much happier left to live their natural lives and are very good at finding what they need, as long as we don't mess about with them." She added, "People can feed them, but leaving wild corners of a garden to encourage the invertebrates they feed on is more important."